This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
Thursday morning, and the weekend is like right there. And by Thursday, we're already well deep into planning for the weekend. And Thursday is almost now the weekend because we have so many events that happen on Thursday in the 904 and now the 324. That's why we spotlight the weekend every Thursday on Jacksonville's Morning News. You can always get our full menu at WOKV.com. It's published every Monday, so you already have a menu of events throughout the week to eye. The Jumbo Shrimp, as I mentioned earlier, in action again tonight. There's music going on at the Florida Theater. Don Felder, formerly of the Eagles, tonight. Stained is performing tonight at the St. Augustine Amphitheater. Benjamin Fritkus, you've got your eyes on something else out toward the beaches tonight.
Yeah, we're going to have probably a little bit more chill, sort of a walk around Neptune Beach, because this Thursday, today, in a few hours, is the North Beaches Art Walk. So I love going to these kinds of art walks, these showcases of local artists who are selling their goods. You know, they have performers doing music, doing live performances on the streets, and it's just going to be nice. And now that it's not dark at 5 p.m.,
right,
you can go out and walk around and enjoy a little bit of sunlight and actually see some of the stuff they're setting out on the tables. So it's just going to be wonderful. It's going to be the sun, the ocean, the art, the music, and it's free. You can walk around, maybe buy a couple of trinkets, support your local artists, have a great time.
Have a drink, have some dinner, invest in the local businesses in Atlantic and Neptune Beach. I love it. By the way, if you want something that's a little change of pace sports-wise, happening throughout the day today is the 2024 Cricket SIAC Men's Volleyball Championship. They are in town over at Edward Waters University with teams from Central State, Edward Waters, Fort Valley State, Kentucky State, Morehouse College, a number of teams that are going to be competing throughout the day today. All right, let's bring in Jay Bowes in the First Alert Traffic Center. What you spotlighting for the weekend there, brother?
So this Saturday at the Florida Theater, the Flaming Lips are going to be in town. So they've been around since the early 80s. They've got like 16 albums, but I believe they're going to be playing Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. So that will be a fantastic night. It starts at 8 p.m.
At the Florida Theater, you got three nights of Billy Strings and his spring tour at St. Augustine Amphitheater, a different sort of musical experience. And Scotty, our executive producer extraordinaire, what are you eyeing for the weekend?
Well, you talked about how Thursday is becoming the startup of the weekend. Right. And in this particular week, man, it started on Tuesday with the Pink Floyd tribute over at the Florida Theater. Right. And then they had the guy Justin Hayward from the Moody Blues last night over at Ponte Vedra Concert Hall. All sorts of great stuff going on. I'm mixing it up a little bit, and I'm getting away from the music this week because I'm headed down to ViStar Friday night for Cat Williams, the Dark Matter Tour. You might remember Cat Williams did a Netflix special from Jacksonville a couple of years ago, and he's been no stranger to coming through, always comes with his tours through the area. Fantastic night of comedy. Get your buddies, get loose, have a good time. Do not bring the children. This is not a family-friendly event. Mm-mm. No, sir. Hold up. Wait a minute. But it will be a great time with Cat Williams and friends. The Dark Matters Tour, it's Friday night, 8 o'clock over at ViStar. Tickets are still available. Treat yourself. Go out and get some laughs.
The arena is going to be busy because we've got the Iceman tonight. You got Cat Williams tomorrow night. You got the Sharks on Saturday night, and then Sunday afternoon, you got another Iceman game. So the arena is going to be really busy. And another plug for you to attend the Touch a Truck event on Saturday. It's a great event that we love to put on a couple times a year, usually, here at Cox Media Group, in partnership with Brooks Family YMCA and with Feeding Northeast Florida. Totally free to attend. The only thing we ask as you come out to the Brooks Family YMCA at Centurion Parkway, anytime between 8 and 1, and by the way, the first 2 hours are horn free. If anyone has sensitivity, is that you bring either non-perishable food items or monetary donations, which can actually be stretched even further by Feeding Northeast Florida.
Because we're able to buy in bulk. We buy by the truckload. So we're able to get good deals on things and really stretch that dollar more so than going to directly to the grocery store to purchase food.
So what can $100 mean?
That can mean 600 meals.
Yeah, so if you forget or just don't bring the non-perishables, we'll have a QR code there on site. You can always drop cash into the bucket, if you will, or make a secure online donation to Feeding Northeast Florida.